SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the NFL, the last of the unbeaten got beat Sunday. Jets win over the Eagles for the first time in franchise history, dating back to 1973, 20-14 the final. Browns pull off a major upset, 19-17 over the 49ers. Brock Purdy's first loss as an NFL starter says it was a wake-up call.
Definitely a learning experience of how teams are going to attack us, especially teams who know our scheme because they run this, a similar scheme. But you just got to take it as a learning experience. I don't think we deserve to win today.
Ravens beat the Titans in London 24-15. Commanders 24-16 over the Falcons. Meanwhile, Texans beat the Saints 20-13. Dolphins rally to beat the Panthers 42-21. Jags beat the Colts 37-20. Vikings 19-13 over the Bears. Bengals beat the Seahawks. Raiders over the Patriots. Rams beat the Cardinals. Lions beat the Buccaneers. SRN Sports. In the Sunday night game, it was the Bills 14-9 over the Giants. Big Blue hasn't scored a touchdown in over 200 minutes of play. Game 1 of the ALCS went to the Rangers in a shutout over the Astros, 2-0 in Houston. Game 2 tonight, along with the opening Game 1 in the NLCS between the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. College football poll, Washington moves up to number 5, their best ranking in 6 years after they beat Oregon Saturday. Oregon drops to 9th, flip-flopping with Texas. An unbeaten Air Force is ranked for the first time since 2019. The top four teams, though, unchanged. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and Florida State. Oklahoma is 6th. Penn State comes in at 7. North Carolina moved up 2 spots to a season-high number 10. Kyle Larson edged Christopher Bell at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway finish line to become the first driver locked into NASCAR's championship race. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.